biggest misconception probably, I think, is regarding cremations. People don't believe that when ashes are returned to them, they're necessarily getting the ashes from the person who was their relative. That's absolutely false. But people often think that they maybe just like a mass cremation each day or something like that, and that's not true. It's always individual.
People often assume the funerals all follow the same or fairly similar formats. I mean, how much variety is there really, and how personalised can they actually be?
Some people are very religious and of different religious beliefs as well, which is absolutely fine. Others are not at all religious. They're quite atheists and they don't want to be in a religious establishment. So we would meet with each family, discuss their needs and try to tailor the funeral to their wishes, really. Yeah.
I think this, in the 16 years I've been a funeral director, there's been definite shift from the you have to be at church, you have to have hymns, to being more of a celebration of a life and differing in coffins and things like that.
And how do you manage the kind of emotional weight? Because you're working with people that are mourning, with people that are grieving day in, day out, and working so closely with that sort of emotional sensitivity. I mean, how do you manage that?
I find that's the hardest part of the job, really, the emotional side, because you've been empathetic to that family, but then you meet with that family and then have to go and talk to professionals. So it's that constant roller coaster. But yeah, I think we're a special breed.
The majority of people who come to us, they're at a time of desperate need, really. They most often haven't had to arrange a funeral before. They're emotional because they've just lost a loved one and they don't really know where to turn. We try to put them at ease, take away all the worry of what to do next, and hopefully, by the time our time with them is finished, we've put their minds at ease and they're relaxed.
And we'll turn to the open day. Is that a good opportunity for people who might be sceptical about how the funeral, what goes on behind the scenes, to actually come and see how it all works?
Historically, death and funerals has been quite a taboo subject, especially with children or younger members of the family. It never really got talked about. People who've not been involved in arranging funerals, they don't really know what goes on, but very often we find people have a little bit of a maybe morbid curiosity and would like to have a look behind the scenes or know a bit more about what goes on. And that's really why we had the idea of having this open day. Before we've got any bodies or anything on the site, when we're about to open, we'll invite anyone from the public or professions to come in, have a look, see what facilities we've got, and ask us any questions, really.